Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
These, oh, look, it's yeah. It's an old photo of Sebastian.
Oh, Sebastian in hell now, where he wanted to be, everybody. He was a well-known Satanist.
So, more power to him, he's there.
What is this? Oh, Kendall, this, oh God, these are some old Chubby Challenge results. Somebody burn these.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all, to go someplace where the laughs are free and there are bad jokes and fat hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
I'm ready.
I'm ready too. Our friends.
Now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, this week we're talking when celebrities go loco.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff, we went loco a long time ago. Unfortunately, we're not considered celebrities.
No, we're not. No one has ever said, hey, are those celebrities over there? Not one. Nope. Not one.
No, but we not did, a soul. We did go we just had our own private meltdown where we both gained 600 pounds.
My God.
Who needs to be on television to go crazy?
You don't. We prove every rule. My God.
We prove
rich,
every rule.
Popular. You don't have to be any of those things. You don't have to be. You certainly don't have to be thin or good looking to go nuts like we have. Kendall, we're completely insane.
And all of that goes for our listeners. You don't have to be any of those things to be here to come listen to the show.
No, you don't have to say you love me just because I have.
What is this show, Cliff? What do we do here?
Kendall, oh my God, I thought you would never ask.
I know you did.
Kendall, this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I don't know why. Yeah.
It's an internet talk show. Kendall, it's such an internet talk show.
It's more internet talk show than any internet talk show you've ever encountered.
It's more internet talk show than most of our listeners can handle.
We're more than you need, Cliff.
We're a lot more than you need, Kendall.
Strong enough for a man.
But pH
made for a fat
balanced
person.
For the obese. Kendall, speaking of obese, we are the two morbidly obese hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We are Cliff and Kendall. We discuss things weekly on the internet for many years now. Kendall, we discuss things like Clean Week, Salute to the Environment, and of course, the very recent Salute to America's Favorite Lawyer. Kendall, people just loved it.
Mr. Sidebottom was very happy with that episode. He was happy with the ratings that we received.
He was so happy. You know, his eternal quest is the search for downloads. He's only looking for a few good downloads.
I know, and we went from 2 to 3 that week, Cliff. It was a good week.
We went from 2 to 3, and it was just a wonderful. We made a big splash in the internet world, and it was just a beautiful thing that
and
week.
We feel like celebrities, Cliff. Back to the topic at hand. See how we pulled that back around.
Oh, I love it, Kendall. When celebrities go crazy.
Cliff, who's went crazy that you just could not believe went crazy?
Well, now you tell me.
What's your favorite memory of when a celebrity went crazy?
I have a lot. But tell me, when you hear the phrase, celebrity go crazy, who do you think of first?
Well, of course, I think a lot of people think of either Tom Cruise or Britney Spears.
Britney Spears
is the number one thought.
I love her to death. She is an angel from heaven. But she was a little nuts there for a while,
but Cliff,
right?
Who hasn't shaved their head in a fit of craziness?
Who hasn't wanted to? My God. Everybody's wanted to. The other day, Mr. Snodbottom, he was going crazy because he was having his, like, 8th irritable bowel attack in the day.
Oh, God.
And I heard
he have to do that on the show.
Well, he does it around the show. Kendall, he can't help it anymore. He has support undergarments.
Oh.
We have, those pads down on the floor in the room that he's in.
Oh, my God.
Just in case. It's just an case. But anyway, you know, he was the other day.
Do we have to live with here?
No. I think I heard him say, you know what, I'm going to shave my head if I have one more irritable. Did you say? No, he's saying no. But what would
that was me. I said, I'm going to shave my head if you have one more irritable bowel attack.
Oh, see, you were being driven crazy by the irritable bowel attack.
I was.
Kendall, it's just an irritable bowel world.
It's a mad, mad world.
We just live in it.
The other person that everybody thinks about that went crazy was Tom Cruise when he jumped up on Oprah's couch, Cliff.
Tommy, can you hear me? Are you there, Tommy?
He's not listening, Cliff.
He's not
Who hasn't jumped up on a couch in a fit of love, Cliff?
Listen, who hasn't? Kendall, I remember... Okay, let me take you back, Kendall.
Oh, take me
personal
back.
Memory.
Personal memory.
Yeah. Let me take you back.
I'm back.
Kendall, we're back now. We're back, everybody. We're back to the time
back
when...
Back to the future! To the future!
So many years ago... So many Octobers ago.
I think we're going crazy right now.
I've lost it, everybody. But let's.
So many Octobers ago.
But we're gonna find it back here. So many Octobers ago. Because I remember my first assistant, Mr. Steinbaum, ever greenlighted. He said, "Cliff, you can have an assistant," and he put it in the budget. And I through Craigslist hired. Sebastian. I almost said Satanist because he is a well-known Satanist.
The first of several assistants. We can no longer have assistants. They have to be office helper persons now because of the curse.
It was a curse. It's a long thing. But anyway,
long story. We'll get to that later.
Remember the day I came into this studio here and you were in here, and I said, "Guess what? Mr. Snodbottom has allowed me of all people, to get an assistant."
And do you remember what I said?
You were probably really happy for me, and I jumped on the couch, and I said, "His name is Sebastian. He looks like High School Musical era Zac Efron," and he really did. Mrs. Potter Butter Butterturn, who is here, she can attest, she mistook him for Zac Efron once.
She did. She thought, "Why did you go hire Zac Efron?"
I know. Well, if we could, we would, but we can't.
Now, Cliff, see, you did go crazy because I did not. I was not happy for you. I was like, "Wait a minute, where's my assistant?" And you said, "Well, it wasn't in the budget. Wasn't in the budget, Kendall."
It took several years for us to get it.
A lot of me going crazy.
It was a lot.
Cliff, you know, I did go crazy this week. Oh my God.
Did you?
I'm going crazy right now.
I went
crazy this week because, I threw a hard drive, Cliff. I was so in a fit of rage. I picked up a hard drive and I threw it against the wall.
Oh my God.
And now, I think we've talked on the show about many years ago, taking you back, Cliff, many, many years ago when you went crazy and you
go back.
Threw this hard drive. Didn't throw it. I walked up and you said, "I'm going to throw this hard drive."
Yeah.
And I thought, "Oh my God, Cliff has went nuts. He's went crazy like a celebrity."
Well, I planned a fake out that I didn't ever actually do.
You did it. You only did it to scare the hell out of me.
It wasn't even intended for you. It was intended for one. Nobody remembers. Frequent guest star Alan. Has been on the show for years.
But anyway, infrequent guest star Alan.
That guy. But anyway, it was planned for him. I was going to... throw a hard drive to scare him. You know how you do.
You know, most people. Well,
because I had this hard drive and I thought it would really scare him if he thought I was going to throw his hard drive down onto the pavement.
And you only threw your old one that was messed up.
An old broken one. Yes. Was the one I was going to do. But anyway, I tested it out on you, Canada.
To see if it would terrify somebody, and you were right.
And it did. Yeah.
What
a great story.
It is a great story. It's a classic.
I love that story.
But this is fun. It goes well with what we're talking about today, Cliff.
It sure
craziness.
And fatness.
But our friend Phyllis was sitting there right next to you.
Love her. Yeah.
And she knew that you were playing this big ruse, so she was in on it.
It was a ruse.
And I looked at her like, "Cliff is going crazy. What are you doing?" And she was like, "Yeah, he's fine."
She just accepted it.
She just accepted your crazy. I should have accepted it way earlier. See, now I've accepted it.
But speaking of, you were really scared. We had another really scary moment when you were throwing hard drives.
Uh-huh.
And the scary moment was this past weekend. We were all, I don't even like to say we were doing charity. Sometimes we like to give back. And we all together, we were over at the home for delinquent juvenile girls. And we were putting on a show like we do. They say, "Cliff and Kendall, could you come over? Could you do a show for the girls? Because they got no entertainment. They can't afford the extended cable package. Could you come and do a show?" And so we went, and the girls were loving
it. We're basic cable.
Yeah, and we're so basic. We're below basic. And, the girls were loving it. We like to keep the show current for the kids. Like they like what's new. So we were singing the Lady Gaga applause. Remember, you were singing it. Mrs. Potter Butterburton was keeping time on that jug they gave her. And
that's all they gave her.
They gave her
that's
a
all
jug.
They could afford.
You had your little Casio keyboard, and she had a jug. And I was there, and I had a boombox. in one of those microphones that you use. But anyway, everybody, we were there at the delinquent girls' home, and I was singing applause, and right when I got to the part where I was like, I live for the applause, and put your hands up, make them touch, is what I said, which is like applause, you know, and I don't know what the guards thought they heard or what they thought the girls were going to do, but anyway, long story short, the sound of like if one guard had cocked their gun, it'd be really low, but when like 75 guards cock their guns all at the exact same time, it is very loud. It was very frightening, but anyway,
it's a big misunderstanding.
But the girls loved it. They, you know, laughed politely all through stupid questions, and it was great. And I want to tell any girls who have tuned in maybe this week for the first time, you can, they have to have iPod privileges, so no strikes. But anyway, you can do it, girls. You can come clean and make a new start, like all the celebrities have. Britney, she's a model of sanity these days.
Cliff, another big model of sanity these days is Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, who doesn't love him?
He went a little nuts.
He went beyond nuts.
Yeah.
Everybody?
Now, you're going nuts. Cliffy broke into a Malibu house and passed out.
Speaking of Mr. Snobbaum, can we get some nuts in here? So you just go look, see if there are any. I don't know.
He's mad. He's like, I'm trying to do this damn show. But look, he's going. See, you've got him wrapped around your little finger, Cliff.
I would like you. We keep saying nuts, and I'm hungry.
Well, I talk about them. We can't have them.
Exactly.
So, Cliff,
Robert Downey
yes.
Jr.
Yes, thank you. He broke into a Malibu house and passed out on a kid's like little race car bed.
And today, look at him. He's Iron Man.
I know.
1, 2, and 3.
I know. He's huge. And
he's huge.
We're huge. But Cliff, who hasn't passed out in a race car bed after a really crazy night at partying?
That's how huge we are. Okay, no, I've passed out so many places. After partying, during partying. Once I did pass out in this little courtyard in Brooklyn, and these people, they put this hot dog bun on my face and they took their picture with me. But I didn't care because I was so drunk and upset at the time, Kendall. But that was just politics as usual.
Oh, Cliff, yes, I know Mr. Snobbaum's out there. He's like, I brought you the nuts. Why are you so behind
just
schedule?
Hold them till
hold the nuts.
I'll get them later.
Hold the nuts. Cliff, it's our new segment.
Oh, I
politics
love it.
As usual. I know that the listeners are they've been thinking, when are Cliff and Kendall going to start talking politics on the show?
Kendall, you know, the most popular people in America these days are the pundits, and if they can engage in such punditry, then so can we. Okay, so we're going to.
Charles, we're in the middle of a segment.
Hey, I got the emergency, guys. It's an emergency.
Charles, please don't touch that. What is going on?
Oh, sorry, I was just looking for a place.
Charles! For God's sake, would you please?
Charles, don't sit on that.
Oh, sorry,
if it keeps making noise, for God's sake, don't sit on it.
What is going on?
Oh my God, there's this thing in the bathroom. I was in the ladies' room, and I don't wanna accuse anybody, but I think it might have been Mrs. Butter Jared.
Oh,
there's this thing coming out, and it's like when you flush the toilet, all the water comes out, but it's not coming out of the toilet. The whole regular, it's not coming out of the floor.
What?
Or below the toilet. Right?
Whoa, Charles, why are you?
Calm down.
Why are you?
Don't sit on that.
Why are you here? Why are you here telling us that? Shouldn't you be there fixing it?
Why have you come to us?
Oh, guys, I just want to let you know I'm not really sure what to do. I didn't know if you wanted to, like, get Mrs. Butter and ask her what maybe she flushed down there.
Charles, unless it involves etiquette, we're not asking Mrs. Butter and get in there and fix it.
Well, Kendall, maybe if we knew what it was, we could get it out better. Is that what you're saying, Charles? Use your words. Kendall, I don't know what to do.
Look, obviously this segment is terribly ramshackled by Charles.
So let Jesus
Charles quit sitting on that damn thing.
God damn.
Okay, look, we're going to take a break. We're going to get to the bottom of this. We'll be right back after this, all right?
All right. Just hold it.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Can't get enough soup, Sugar Crisp.
Hi, Sugar Bear.
Hi, kid.
Sugar Bear, watch out for the blob.
Don't worry about the blob. Just have a good breakfast featuring Super Sugar Crisp.
A fly high balloon and Super Sugar Crisp. Put it together, blow it up, launch. Look at it go!
It's an eat specially marked box of Super Sugar Crisp.
You're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. I'm not sure why, but you are.
Cliff, we're back.
Kendall, we're back.
I'm just disturbed.
By
Charles. Oh, by Charles, Cliff. Of course. By Charles.
See, I take it for granted. I'm always disturbed by Charles. There's an underlying disturbance, and that is Charles.
We'd worked out this whole great segment about politics and didn't get to even say what we were going to say.
Kendall, I wanted to talk about the Speaker of the House or whatever the have they come for Charles at last?
What is that? I wish.
Mr. Snodbottom, what is that? Nothing. He says it's nothing. Okay.
Yeah, it's absolutely nothing.
It's probably not anything. It's just the entire police force.
I think somebody should call them on Charles.
Where is Charles? Does he have like a spider hole like that one that he made for Saddam Hussein underneath his building?
He's probably under the desk asleep.
God. Okay.
Anyway, right. Cliff, celebrities are crazy.
Celebrities are crazy. Kendall, what about Justin Bieber? Is he the next crazy celebrity? You tell me.
I think he's already crazy celebrity, Cliff. Did you hear what he went on David Letterman?
He went on Letterman. What did he do? Tell some jokes.
You know, when David Letterman was talking about his tattoo, and he said it's from the Sistine Chapel, and he said, I haven't been to the 16th Chapel.
Oh, my God. Maybe it was a joke.
I thought it was going to be a joke, Cliff.
Maybe it was just a joke. Was it a joke, everybody? What do you think, kids?
No, I think he's really an idiot.
The kids still love him, everybody. What are you going to do? The Biebs. Today on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Speaking of crazy people, Cliff.
Speaking of the insane.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh.
Obviously, that's a big one.
No.
That was one of those that I just watched and couldn't believe when it was happening.
Couldn't believe it, everybody.
With Tiger Blood.
Tiger Blood. Who's got the time?
And we got for the Tiger Blood. I got so tired of hearing Tiger Blood and winning and everything else he was saying. It was just such a huge news story at the time.
It was awful. I just wanted to kill myself. Just wished for death. But anyway, Kendall, luckily he's now got another hit show that America's loving. That show is on FX, whatever it is. And America's eating it up. At least that's what your mother would say.
Oh, my mother says a lot of things.
Is that what she's recently said? Is that the news that your mother's called in to give us?
I don't think so, Cliff. Let's see what she is actually saying.
All right.
Hello, boys. I don't guess you know who this is, or do you? No, it's not the Butter Woman. I don't have time to sit around and make pancakes all the time like she does and using up all the butter. I have to keep up with all that's going on in California and Syria and plane crashes and shootings and stabbings. So I can warn you boys to stay in. I can't say that there's many safe places left anymore. But I guess I'll leave you alone for now because I've got to get on this dark night to get out and buy some butter before it's all gone by the butter snatcher. And I've got to watch CNN investigative reports so I can find out what's going on and keep up to date so I can warn y'all. You know how that is. And I gotta watch. I forgot what I was saying. I forgot who I was talking to. Well, anyway, and I've got to y'all got to watch each other's back. I got to watch your back too, but y'all got to watch each other's back because I'm not close to you. Hey, Cliff, if you let Timber get hurt, I'm holding you personally responsible. So good night. Until next time, love you both. That's it. Bye-bye.
Speaking of people who tell it like it is.
She won't back down.
She won't back down, Kendall. She's like a thunderstorm just waiting to happen. How do you like that metaphor about your mother?
I love it.
Yeah. Kendall, and that's something everybody should know.
Oh, thank you. That's what everybody should know.
Oh.
It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things you should know. And now, you're Beef Oath.
Here they are.
Cliff Kendall.
Cliff.
We're so obese. Yes.
I got some questions for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Charles.
Where are
I
they?
Thought he had snuck in and was sitting on the thing again.
No, Kendall, they're labeled so poorly the way Charles has stuck them on. This one label for that one is it got on with bubble gum.
Well, Charles is an idiot, Cliff.
Oh,
what can
God.
I say? Cliff, what two-word term
yeah.
did the marketing department at Pharmacia coin to avoid mentioning incontinence in ads?
Two-word term. Can I phone a friend? Where's Mr. Snodbottom? Can I
No.
Him?
No help from him, Cliff.
Oh, he's doing like the zip lip signal.
See, he takes this serious.
I'm going to say bowel obstruction.
Oh, no, Cliff.
I don't know. What is it?
It's overactive bladder.
Oh. Overactive bladder.
Cliff, you should have known. It's what I have. Overactive bladder.
Kendall, let me tell ya. Kendall, what famed actor's excuse for never memorizing his lines was, real people don't know what they're gonna say?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I have no clue.
Kendall, we are becoming more him by the day.
Oh, Dom DeLuise?
No, Kendall, if only.
I got an offer you can't refuse. It's the one, the only,
Other
Cliff and Kendall of his time, Brando.
I got nothing for that one, Cliff.
Don't got one.
Cliff.
Don't got nothing for that one,
Cliff. Kendall. Speaking yeah. of fat and celebrity and questions.
Uh-huh.
Who seemed surprised when Rosie O'Donnell observed, when you were on the Today Show, you weren't as fat as you are now. And Cliff, we just remind you, we were never on the Today Show.
When you were on the Today Show, you weren't as fat as you are now. Barbara Walters.
No, Cliff.
No.
It was Bryant Gumbel.
Bryant Gumbel.
You know she'd ask us that if we were ever on the Rosie Show. She'd be like, you guys are way fatter now than, and you were already fat to begin with.
I would love it. I would love to discuss it with her. I just love it. All right.
Bring it on, Rosie.
Yeah. Sure. Kendall, anyway, let me ask you this one, all right? What did a 2001 survey of 5,000 navels determine was almost always the color of belly button lint?
Ugh.
Yeah, flush that shit.
What, navels? What was the first part of that question?
What did a 2001 survey of 5,000 navels... Okay, first of all, Mr. Schaubraum, can we get more up-to-the-date things you should know? This is 12 years old. I don't... What if it's changed? Kendall, the gist of the question is, they surveyed a lot of belly buttons. What color was most of the lint that they found?
Oh, what color was it? I thought you were asking, like, what... Okay, never mind.
Who wrote that? I'm going to fax back to the writers and ask them to reword
Black,
this.
Cliff, black.
Oh, I want to paint my belly button lint black. No, Kendall... Speaking of black, though, black and blue. Blue!
Speaking of black and blue, blue.
Blue, Kendall, the color of my soul.
That's why we were America's Next Top Podcast.
I got the blues, and I'm talking about belly button lint.
Cliff, what L.A. landmark tapped the facelift queen, Phyllis Diller, to unveil its 1995 paint job?
Facelift queen, Phyllis Diller.
Oh, you got that one right, Cliff. How'd you know that? I thought you were going to say me.
Kendall, okay, she was there, she unveiled something. An LA landmark.
What?
Right?
What are you talking about? Willis?
Does anybody know? Is anybody following this? Can somebody turn back in their notes? The question that you just asked me. What?
What?
No, it was she unveiled.
Wait a minute.
She unveiled.
What?
Yeah.
What? All right, Cliff, answer the question.
Phyllis Diller.
I'm on the same page with you now.
Phyllis Diller. She, of course, unveiled the newly renovated Kodak Theater.
No.
Cliff. No.
That was the Hollywood sign when it got its facelift.
Hollywood sign. The Hollywood sign I make the most is when I'm driving down that goddamn 405, and with one hand I'm making the Hollywood sign, which is my extended middle finger, and with the other hand I'm honking, because I just can't handle it.
You see the Hollywood sign every day. I don't know why you wouldn't know that one.
I don't remember Diller doing it. Alright, Kendall, speaking of things you should know,
yes.
Do I owe you one more?
Sure.
Alright, what 1986 film finds a hungover Jane Fonda waking up next to a corpse she doesn't remember from the night before?
Oh, Cliff, 9 to 5.
She's working 9 to corpse. No, Kendall, I guess I should have said spoiler alert in this movie, should you go
yeah,
rent.
Yeah, I guess I won't be watching this one.
If you rent the morning after, Fonda, she's going to wake up next to one of them dead dudes.
The morning after.
You got it.
Cliff, what nation of 60
million? That's it. The morning after. Good. Good job. Kendall, what's something everybody should know?
Okay, Cliff, what nation of 60 million people... I don't know what's going on anymore.
Who knows?
We've went crazy like a celebrity. Nation of 60 million people drank close to 1 billion gallons of wine in 2001?
Oh, Kendall, that was, of course, France.
Oh, lucky guess.
Oh, Kendall, just Cliff, don't act like I just don't know what my wine fact.
Don't stop. But believing. That's all the time we have today for Things You Should Know.
Hold on to this podcast.
Join us next time for more Things You Should Know if you can stand it.
We are an internet talk show.
We are one. We are fat.
Yeah, we are.
We are enormous.
That's us.
Oh, Cliff, I'm exhausted from all these crazy celebrities. They have exhausted me over the years, and it's made me just so exhausted I can't even think straight, and it just makes me really and deeply and horribly sad.
Oh my god, Kendall, why is Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn running towards the door and coming in the studio right now? Oh my god.
Oh, dear. Hello, oh, dear. Excuse
Mrs. Potter
me,
Butter
dear.
Butter Churn, what is this? What are you, oh my god, the toilet! Charles, what are you doing? Is he looking for the thing? Did you accidentally flush something down that old toilet?
Dear, I am so sorry, dears. No, I actually...
It's okay.
I dropped a doily, dear. I was falling.
Oh, no.
It must have fell out of my purse, dear. But
it's
Charles
okay.
is a nincompoop. Oh. He's been in there for 45 minutes.
You would think a doily, how far down could it go? Just keep reaching.
Oh, dear, he's an idiot, dear. Oh. I'm sorry to say it, but...
It is okay.
Something has to be done. You have to come here and help me, dears. I can't deal with him. People have to use the restroom.
Listen, I have to. We'll be right there, okay?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mrs. Butterbutcher. I feel your pain. Oh,
but okay. No, don't worry about it, okay? All right, we'll see you later.
Okay, dears, toodaloo.
All right, toodaloo.
Oh, she sounded so stressed.
She
went crazy.
Know, who knows? It could have been one of her favorite doilies.
Well, she sounded very upset.
She did sound upset. But Charles is reaching. Give the nincompoop, which he is, the human toilet.
Good of our listeners.
Kendall, if you can think of the human equivalent of a pile of old toenails, that is Charles. But still, he's reaching. Keep reaching, Kendall.
Keep reaching for the stars, Cliff. Or Charles. Cliff, if our listeners want to listen to our show.
Who wouldn't?
I don't know. At this point, they might be questioning their thoughts.
Oh,
go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall.
Oh.
Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT, where Charles is standing by to answer the phone if he's not got his hand up a toilet.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Oh my God.
Oh, that was Mr. Schneidbaum letting us know that they found it. He's pulled it out. Oh, you got to dry clean it.
Oh,
you got to dry clean it.
I'm never touching that again.
Oh, Kendall, I have no desire to maintain a lifestyle. I am a horrible celebrity. If I'm out in public, I dress like a pig. And that was not said by you, nor I.
Oh, I thought you were just saying something, Cliff. I didn't realize we were in the quotes. I thought you were just saying that.
It was said by movie queen Sandra Bullock.
Sandy Bullock.
Gotta love her. Everybody loves her.
Cliff, here's a quote for you. Why is everyone in such a panic about Hurricane Sally? Oh, stop projecting negativity. Think positively and pray for peace. That's what Lindsay Lohan said, Cliff.
Come on, Lilo.
Crazy woman herself, Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, can you believe it took us this long in the show to mention...
We had a lot of distractions.
Lindsay Lohan. We really did. I think we've had more distractions this week than ever.
I blame Charles. It's getting harder and harder to do this show with him around here.
Oh, my God.
Do you have another quote, Cliff?
Kendall, a celebrity is a person who works hard all of their life to become well-known and then wears dark glasses to avoid being recognized. And that was said by who but Fred Allen.
Good old Fred Allen.
Gotta love him.
Cliff, there's another quote by another crazy person that we have not mentioned yet on the show.
Oh, no.
Hey, Barack Obama, I don't drink. Please fire the cop who arrested me. Also, don't hit and run. The end. That was a Twitter from good old Amanda Bynes.
Oh, Kendall, this is an 8-part miniseries. I can feel it when celebrities go loco.
Well, we got way more things we could be talking about.
We have more things to do. Look for part 2 of this in 2016.
We'll have more ideas for you.
Yeah. We'll see you later, everybody.
Cliff, take
me home.
Yes. Oh!
Cliff and Kendall Rhodes. I'm Cliff.
Oh, God, I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
Sure we will.
I've got to go talk to Charles. Charles!
Big splash.
What the hell is going on?
Oh, Kendall, don't...
If no. I have to say one more time...
Kendall, just... No.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
What?